Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of the new relaunched Inside the GMHL podcast. Before we get started with our first episode, all of us associated with the Inside the GMHL podcast and the GMHL League offices would like to send our most sincere condolences to the friends and family of the late Andre Payette. Payette was a former OHL standout player with the Sioux Greyhounds and Kingston Frontenacs before being drafted to the NHL by the Philadelphia Flyers. He spent many seasons in the AHL system before making his way overseas to the UK, where he would play 13 extremely successful years in England of his 20-year professional career. League-wise, Payette was instrumental in the growth of the GMHL West, specifically with the Fox Creek Ice Kings, where he helped to build a respected franchise before he had recently set his goal towards the BC development of the GMHL West. His magnetic personality and big laugh will be sorely missed by his colleagues, friends, and family. Our prayers are with them all during this difficult time. Honorary jersey patches will be worn by every team in the GMHL West Division. As well, details about a game in his honor will be announced in the coming weeks. We will miss you, Andre. And now the introduction of the newly relaunched Inside the GMHL podcast. I'm your host, Jordan Richardson, and I'm looking forward to providing you with updates from around the league, as well as live interviews with players, alumni, staff, and fans. I personally have been involved in the league for 10 years now with various roles in game day ops and management between the Rama Aces, Tottenham Steam, where I won a championship in 2015-2016, and the new Tecumseh Civics. I've seen a wealth of expansion through the league to different regions successfully, like Ville-Marie, North York, St. George, and Bancroft, while also being able to witness the growth interprovincially with the creation, development, and growth of the GMHL West. I'm very open to suggestions with regards to the podcast, and I'm looking forward to providing you with a nice break to listen in every couple of weeks. With all that being said, and this being our first episode of the season, I figured it only fitting to start off the podcast by recapping the opening weekend that occurred in Quebec for the GMHL. In a meeting between the last two teams to host the Russell Cup, the Titans, of course, being the reigning champions, and the Pirates winning in 2019 prior to a pair of shortened seasons in 2020 and 2021, in a hard-fought battle that saw the Pirates outshoot the Titans 47-26, it was the Titans that took home the win by a score of 3-2. The three stars in that game were recently named captain of the Titans, Elois Bouchard in net, forward Sava Verbetsky, acquired from the Civics, and deadline addition Felix Lanille, who joined the Titans last year from the Maritime Hockey League. It is worth noting, though, that the teams met up less than a week later, and this time it was the Pirates who took home the victory on the back of a dominating 9-1 score. And now I wanted to jump into division recaps for our three divisions as we approach the one-month mark of the season. Starting with the North Division, where I would be remiss if I didn't mention the fact that both the new Tecumseh Civics and Almaguin Spartans, two historically successful franchises, have both taken a leave of absence from the league for this season. Much of this is due to the fact that many of their recruited and signed players are not able to enter Canada with a valid visa, thanks to the geopolitical tensions happening with the war in Russia and the Ukraine. We'd like to send our well wishes to all those affected by the conflict. In the North Division, five teams are playing with winning records as the Titans, Pirates, Rattlers, Lynx, and Knights are all above 500. But even the teams without a winning record are scary on any given night, as the Shield have had tight games against the Lynx and the Titans, and the Bancroft Rockhounds have taken a victory against the Titans. Top to bottom, any team in the division is able to go out and get a win on any given night. In the South, there are three teams separating themselves from the pack, with the undefeated Bradford Bulls and North York Renegades, and the one-loss reigning South Division champion Durham Roadrunners looking like the elite part of the division. But it's the upstart Tottenham Thunder who have been the surprise of the division. On the back of OHL veteran Denis Golovachev and youngsters Falardo, Boileau, and Desrache, who have Tottenham with a winning record for the first time since their championship season 7 years ago. Out west, as has become familiar, we have an undefeated High Prairie Red Wings team on top of the division. Right behind them is the Northern Alberta Tomahawks, who have only lost to the Red Wings, and the Edson Eagles, who also look strong to start the year. Four of the teams in the division, Kitimat, Burns Lake, Tumbler Ridge, and Mackenzie, are all set to start their season on the weekend of the 21st, and we wish them all luck for a successful season. Next up on the pod, I wanted to do a rundown on some of the features that the GMHL has been releasing on its website and social medias, starting with a pair of players who advanced to higher levels this season, Oscar Spinners Norden and Christian D'Amico. Former Niagara Predators goaltender and Bollnäs, Sweden native Oscar Spinners Norden has signed his first professional contract in Sweden's Hockeyettan, which is Division 1, with Strömsbro IF for the 2022-2023 season. Oscar played for the Predators in the 2021-2022 season, where he won 7 of his 10 games played, posting 3 shutouts, a .952 save percentage, and a 1.90 goals against average. His time with the GMHL gave Oscar the exposure needed to sign with the Bismarck Bobcats of the NAHL, where he continued playing at an outstanding level, posting 21 wins in 34 games, with a .910 save percentage and 2.74 goals against average, before he went to the playoffs with the Bobcats, posting a .948 save percentage and a 2.07 goals against average. Strömsbro IF competes in the third highest professional hockey league in Sweden, the Hockeyettan. Former North York Renegades player Christian D'Amico, it was announced to us that Christian made the Waterloo Warriors hockey team roster, where he will be pursuing his studies in the Waterloo University Arts Program. D'Amico, who's 22, played in the GMHL for 2 seasons after playing U15 with the Vaughan Kings AAA team in the GTHL. In 78 games played, Christian scored 43 goals and produced 59 assists for 102 points. In 2 playoff appearances, he played in 16 games, scoring 9 goals and 3 assists for 12 points in the Renegades. The university is based out of Waterloo, Ontario, and operates the largest post-secondary cooperative education program in the world. The hockey team competes in the Ontario University Athletic Division of the U Sports League. Best of luck this season to both advanced players, Oscar and Christian. The league also took the time to spotlight a player currently in the league in the Player Spotlight segment. This segment will illustrate the talents that come to our league and follow up on how they've been performing once they get here. The first player spotlight of the season is Amos, Quebec native Jordan Briere. The left-handed forward, born in 2001, stands 6'3" and weighs 180 pounds. Jordan played parts of 2 seasons in the Quebec Midget AAA League, totaling 12 goals and 21 assists for 33 points in 60 games. He was then drafted by the Victoriaville Tigers of the QMJHL in the 4th round, 69th overall, where he played parts of 2 seasons for the Tigers. He scored 6 goals and 9 assists for 15 points in 73 games. Before the deadline of the 2019-2020 season, Jordan was traded to the Baie-Comeau Drakkar, where he scored 3 goals and 3 assists in 24 games. For the 2020 season, he then played games for both the Val-d'Or Foreurs and the Shawinigan Cataracts. Last season, Jordan was named to the Maritimes Junior Hockey League All-Star Team, where he tallied 20 goals and 41 assists for 61 points in 34 games. Jordan then decided to take his talents to the Ville-Marie Pirates in the GMHL. Early in the season, he was already establishing himself offensively by scoring 3 goals and 4 assists for 7 points in the 3 games up to that point. The GMHL has long been an avenue for players looking for an opportunity to make it to the next level. Jordan joins a strong Pirates team that will be looking to make a push for the Russell Cup this season. The league also released its first player rankings of the season, highlighting the top 5 goalies and top 20 skaters in each of the leagues, and here are some of the highlights. In North Division goaltending, the West Nipissing Lynx had the number 1 and number 5 goaltenders, as newly signed Joel Rainville and Lynx veteran Corey Richardson occupied the 1 and 5 spots respectively. At number 2 is a big reason the Muskoka Shield have been in so many close games against top competition, and that is Yaroslav Chibanu, with Titans captain Elwa Bouchard at 3 and Rattlers netminder Zane Kloss at 4. On the skater side, returning Villemarie forward Jordan Riviere occupied the top spot, with teammate Oliver Lemoth rounding out the top five. The Rattlers also had two players in the top five, with forwards Hunter Godmere and Jesper Eriksson landing at 2 and 4, respectively, with Titans forward Jacob Tessier-Gagnon at number 4. The highest-ranked defenseman in the North Division was Tristan Sorensen from the South Muskoka Shield. And then the highest-ranked players for the non-top five mentioned teams were Bancroft forward Kylan Tavares at number 7 and Lynx forward Josh Boucher at number 10. The Meaford Knights were not ranked by virtue of not having played any games at the time of the release, but will be included in the next rankings. In the South, the goaltender rankings were almost a mirror of the division standings, with the top three teams, the Bulls, Renegades, and Durham, having the top three ranked goaltenders Dominic Marquise, Nicholas Lewicki, and Zach Smirnu at 1, 2, and 3 respectively, with the Predators' Ryan Santini and Thunder's Arlen Beatty rounding at the top five. On the skater side, it was former SIJHL top forward Ryan Hunter from the Bulls who occupied the top spot in the South. He was joined by teammate and top-ranked D-man in the South, Josh Booker, who was ranked number 3 in the top 5. At number 2, Durham forward Mikhail Simon-Cerul was listed before Tottenham forward Philip Filardo and Windsor forward Samuel Senth rounded out the top 5 at 4 and 5. The highest-rated players for the non-top 5 mentioned teams were Ryan Fritz from the Renegades at 6, Reese Bishi from the Predators at 9, Owen Tonnington from the Ravens at 12, Bo Stevenson from the Stars at 16, and Evan Kamara from Streetsville at 20. And for the Western Division, goaltenders, the 1-5 reads as so. Bradley Ronson from the Red Wings, Skylar DeLallo from the Tomahawks, Justin Schaefer from the Eagles, Sean Davis from Slave Lake, and Merrick Larson from Gibbons. On the skater side, it's Edson's Jesse Swanson who takes the top spot in the October rankings, with High Prairie and Northern Alberta each represented by a pair in the top five. Forwards Ethan Manyfingers and Dayton Shantz at 2 and 4 for the Red Wings, and forward Michael Beaverbones at 3 and top-ranked defenseman DeAndre McCarthy at 5 for the Tomahawks. The highest-rated players for the non-top 5 mentioned teams in the West were defenseman Darian Aluk for Gibbons at 14 and forward Tay DeChief at 15. And last but not least, I wanted to recap the GMHL's coaching spotlight for October. The first coaching spotlight segment of the season features former NHL defenseman Maurice Mo Mantha Jr. Mo was drafted 3rd overall by the Toronto Marlboros in the OHL. He played 2 seasons with the Marlboros before being drafted 23rd overall and playing his first NHL season with the Winnipeg Jets in 1980. The following year, he played with the Jets for 25 games and the Tulsa Oilers in the CHL. Mo played in 3 world championships of hockey, accumulating 3 goals and 2 assists in 26 games, and was captain of the team twice. In 1992, he made the U.S. National Olympic team, where he scored 1 goal and 1 assist for 2 points in 8 games to help the USA to a 4th place finish. In the NHL, he played parts of 12 seasons, scoring 81 goals and 289 assists for 370 points in 656 games. After playing for the Jets, he played for the Pittsburgh Penguins, the Edmonton Oilers, the Minnesota North Stars, the Philadelphia Flyers. He then ended his playing career in 1992 with the Hershey Bears in the AHL. It was in 1992 with those same Bears that Mo started his coaching career. As an assistant coach in the AHL, he did 2 seasons with the Bears. He then went on to the ECHL as a head coach for 2 seasons with the Columbus Chill before going back to the AHL as a head coach with the Baltimore Bandits and then the Cincinnati Mighty Ducks. In 1997-1998, he was the assistant coach of the World Championship U.S. team. After 2 more seasons with the Mighty Ducks, Mo went on the coaching staff for the U.S. National U-7 team and the U.S. National U-18 team from 2000 to 2003-2004. He then went to the CHL where he coached the Saginaw Spirit and then the coach and GM of the Windsor Spitfires in the OHL. Since 2010, Mo coached 8 seasons in the NAHL, 1 season in the NOJHL, and 1 season in the OHL before making his way to the GMHL with the West Nipissing Lynx. The Lakewood, Ohio native will bring a lot of knowledge and experience to the Lynx, as well as provide an environment where players can develop and be ready to play at the next level. And that is all for the first episode of the Inside the GMHL podcast. I'm your host, Jordan Richardson, and I hope you all have an amazing day and a great weekend. Until next time.